Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're a week out, obviously, from the Blue-Gold spring game, a week removed. And just going to kind of recap what I thought was a really good day for Pitt football on the North Shore. Certainly the weather was something we're not very used to. I felt like 85 degrees. I got a little sunburned. Beautiful afternoon. Thought the pregame festivities were outstanding. Really just a great environment. Kudos to everyone at Pitt for setting up Art Rooney Avenue. I thought it was a different vibe, a different feel. You know, obviously with the tents, with the food, with the band, certainly with the adult beverages available for purchase. Certainly think that's something that could hopefully be replicated, at least in some form or fashion, come fall, as we sit here just several months away from kickoff against Wofford in September. Really, I thought was a great trial run, and we'll get into the football next, but I thought the turnout was outstanding as well. Certainly there's a lot to do on a beautiful spring afternoon, family events, things of that nature. But I thought Panther Nation certainly showed out strong and came out to support this team. Post-game autographs, the kids were happy. I thought Crystal Salas said it best earlier this week. Crystal Salas, obviously longtime associate athletic director at Pitt for football administration, did feel like everyone kind of left Acrisure Stadium on Saturday evening or late afternoon with a smile on their face. I know I did, and Pat Narduzzi certainly did as well, as this scrimmage was a different format. This spring game, this blue-gold spring game, was a different format than in years past. If you get a chance to go back and watch the coverage online, it wasn't your typical draft where you have teams split up, positions drafted, potentially splitting up groups that may have played together all spring. There are downfalls to that. There's certainly downfalls to go in twos versus ones and one versus twos as well. But I thought this particular style gave fans an opportunity to see, you know, these units in their unfinished form. Get a chance to see Phil Dracovic, you know, with that first offense, albeit going against the second defense. We've got to see him with his normal unit of offensive linemen, taking snaps from Jake Cradle, throwing to Bub Means. A lot of the things you're going to get a chance to see this fall. And when you have a draft, you're not promised those same type of outcomes. You may get, you know, Bub and Phil split up, or Jake Cradle on the opposite team with a new center for Phil. You get that kind of that kind of variety that can be fun to watch, but isn't always the best for seeing where the team's at. It might produce unordinary outcomes. I thought Saturday, you know, starting offensively, again, you got to see these units cohesive. You got to see the ones, the twos, obviously going against the defense. And I thought offensively, I'll start with both quarterbacks. I thought Phil Dracovic was solid. Obviously got sacked early. Took a deep shot where his arm got hit. If you get a chance to watch that ball to Bub Means on a deep post, his arm gets hit about halfway through his follow-through, and that thing still gets out there about 50 yards. So, you know, the talk of his deep ball being a strength of his game was certainly backed up with that particular throw, and really have seen that all spring from Phil. If you look at the body of work in spring ball, you know, I'm not going to quote exact stats, but he's completed over 70% of his passes in spring by many accounts. His touchdown to interception ratio has been outstanding. And his ability to extend plays and create, I think, is what's going to give this offense a new look here in 2023, a different look than what the Panthers saw with Keaton Slovis last year. And certainly Phil's experience in Frank Cignetti's offense was on display. I thought he looked calm. I thought he looked collected. We got a couple series in, about three series total, and got into a rhythm, led a scoring drive where he found Bub Beans on a couple throws later in the second quarter, I believe. That was impressive. I thought Christian Vieira was very good. I thought Christian came out with that two offense and took the ball right down the field against the one defense and was efficient, completed the football, made a nice seam throw down the middle to Jake McConaughey. Christian has a lot of upside, as does Nate Yarnell. You thought Nate, sometimes, again, when you get in the twos or the threes, you might not get your pick of the litter, if you will, with the types of receivers. And we'll talk a little bit more about the lack of depth at the receiver position available in the blue gold game. But I thought Christian Vieira was outstanding in that game. And really, he took strides late in camp. You know, this is a guy that's a young player in a new system, at a new school, 15 practices in. Really impressed with his progress and excited about his upside, along with Nate Yarnell, who has won this program football games. So the quarterback situation that Frank Cignetti, John DiBiase, his quarterback coach and assistant, have done, the job they've done with that quarterback room, it deserves commended. They have got outstanding depth. They've got size, athleticism. Ty Dieffenbach, you know, something I know from experience through a pick on his first pass attempt in Acrisure Stadium in a game environment. I know something about that. He's got, you know, certainly room to grow, but his ceiling is very high. Really like that room, and I think it's going to take this program places. This is a quarterback-driven game, and I think this is a program that has the quarterbacks to drive it moving forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what we saw on the perimeter, you know, obviously we did not see Kanate Mumfield or Dejon Reynolds in this game, so it was a lot of Bub Means, and more of Bub is a good thing. I think Bub has had an outstanding spring. By many accounts, averaged over 20 yards a catch. Started the game with a reverse where he took it for 11 yards. You saw the speed, saw his ability to elevate and make catches, you know, in the slot a little bit, playing inside, which is something we didn't see a lot from Bub last year. Certainly knows how to make contested catches and has the ability to take the tops off of defenses. So exciting work from Bub. Thought Jake McConaughey continued to show that, you know, this is a guy that may earn a scholarship at some point. Good size, you know, ability to catch the ball, good catch radius, really can leap. People told me he has a 40-inch plus vertical, which is darn impressive, and a guy that has a chance to put himself on scholarship. Jake Renda, you know, is another guy, came into the game, had three catches for 32 yards, and you saw his speed down the sideline. In the game, Panthers struggled to run the ball, which is not uncommon against the Pat Narduzzi defense. You know, averaged on the game 2.6 yards per carry. Was impressed with Daniel Carter, who again really, really grateful that he's still in a Pitt uniform. In the era of the transfer portal, a guy that played behind Izzy and Rodney last year, played some fullback. He's truly a Swiss Army knife and a really good football player that when the ball's in his hands, he just seems to make plays. Hit pay dirt one time, had a long rush of 18 yards, and also does a great job in protection. Can be a good screen back. The Panthers did throw some screens in the spring game, and they threw him with some success. Really like what Daniel gives him in addition to Sebo, Rodney, and Derek Davis. Derek Davis, perhaps with the play of the game, other than P.J. O'Brien, I thought Derek was outstanding. You know, he certainly, the sledding, running the football, only averaging 2.3 yards per carry, had a long rush of 8 yards. It was the catch and run against the one defense on the first drive of the game was the second drive of the game offensively, but the first drive for the two offense, you know, really did a great job toeing the sideline, broke a tackle, and snuck into the end zone on a third down where he caught the ball and it checked flat out of the backfield. And that's what you want to see from a guy that's looking to earn his spot. Transfer from LSU, obviously a local product, comes in, you know, on the rebound, if you will, but has a quite the pedigree and really impressed with his versatility this spring. Certainly put that on display, you know, in the spring game. A couple other things, you know, just offensively, you know, that maybe didn't show up, you know, in the true offensive side of the ball, but the Roddy Hammond Jr. with a kick return for a touchdown. Pat Narduzzi kind of quipped after the game about whether or not it was two-hand touch or whiz tempo or thud tempo, but all I cared about was that is about as good as Rodney has run in terms of hitting top-end speed, his gait, all that stuff. That's as smooth as he's looked, I think, since that injury against West Virginia. And that includes, you know, the game against UCLA where he was the MVP in the Sun Bowl and had two touchdowns. He didn't look to have that top end, that top gear that he had prior to the injury against West Virginia. Who knows what last year would have looked like if he didn't get hurt with the way he started the season. But it was great to see him hit his stride, and I expect big things from Rodney coming back here in this 2023 season with really, you know, he's not going to have to carry all the load, but he's certainly the top dog coming into the season. And as he once so eloquently put, he definitely has that dog in him, and I'm excited to watch Rodney run here in 2023. All right, so we talk about spring ball, and we'll get over to the defense next segment as we recap the 2023 Blue Gold spring game. Also going to talk to Penny Samaya later in the show as well, another former Pitt Panther football player, but talk to him about, you know, his off-the-field work with the Pitt Athletic Department and Pitt student-athletes. If you look at gaps for this team, you know, Gavin Bartholomew didn't play in the spring game. Certainly Kanate Mumfield didn't play. We did not see a transfer from Florida, Dejon Reynolds. Could the Panthers use another tight end? Maybe. Certainly maybe. I think Carter Johnson, who won the Ed Conway Award for the Offensive Most Improved Player, Nakai Johnson, who we'll talk about later, won it on the defensive side. I think Carter, Gavin, and Jake give you some proven, you know, depth, particularly Gavin and Carter. But you'd love to see a guy with a little bit more range that can not only block but also get out into the pattern, into the pass route concepts, and become a factor in the red zone. Gavin was starting to make strides. We heard Frank Cignetti talk about it after the game, start to make strides this spring, but would not mind seeing another one in there if there's a fit. And that's going to be the challenge when you hit the portal after the season is not only what's the best available, but is it a fit? Is it a positional fit? Is it someone that's going to make you better, but also allow you to cultivate and give the folks behind them the opportunity to play up? I thought the offensive line at times, the one offensive line struggled a little bit with the two defensive line, but I'm not surprised by that given the strength of that defensive line. You know, let's remember that this offense is playing against a defense that is bound, determined, and hell-bent on playing physical, downhill, stopping the run, and making your life miserable in the pass protection phase. They do a very good job of that. They've done that for, you know, consecutive years now with the very best in the country. So you'd be careful to evaluate the offensive line playing against this team, this defense, just because of their reputation. And certainly there's a lot of experience on the offensive line across the board. Gonsalves, Taylor, Zubovic, Cradle, played a lot of football. But if there's one available out there, does it make sense? We'll see. And I do think, you know, at the receiver position, and we'll see how things shake out portal-wise. But another target, another weapon out there would not hurt. But all in all, man, I like where this offense is at. I think they have new weapons, new tools at their disposal. particularly with the mobility of both quarterbacks. And I think that, this is an offense that can win a lot of football games. But certainly there will be the opportunity, both through the freshmen that are incoming and also through potentially the transfer portal, for this offense to supplement its depth and weaponry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.